Hello there, I'm Regina Soren. Thank you so much for joining me for 5 minutes of my podcast. I'll probably do a longer podcast of this topic, but I know you noticed the name being called a racist. This is a pretty serious one, and one that I take to heart, and one that I will not tolerate. As you all know, I've enjoyed my birthday. It was a beautiful birthday. Oh my God, it was so beautiful. So sweet. But my birthdays are bittersweet because a lot of my members of my family, a lot of the members of my family and friends are no longer here to celebrate with me. Like my sister Laura and my pastor, Mother Jackson. So my birthdays are bittersweet, but this year God brought me through. I was away from my job, which is really good. But when I got back on the job, one of the ladies there was like, "I sent you a message." And I said it very quietly and calmly. "I didn't get your message." She said it again. "I know I sent you a message." And I said it again. "I didn't get your message." Mind you now, this lady, I took her out of my phone a couple of months ago because she's a two-faced person that I don't tolerate people who gossip and keep up confusion. She said it a third time. "I sent you a message." Then she came over to me, showed me her message. Now, when you block someone, you can't see their messages or you cannot see or hear their messages or see their messages. You don't get nothing from them if you block them. She came over, showed me her message. She said, "See there, I sent you a message. You are a liar." Oh my God. What did she want to say that for? So I think it was God that still kept me very, very calm. And then I told her, "So, well, I didn't see your message because I deleted you and blocked you." And then she just got really crazy. She was like, and she's from Africa, and I'm not knocking anybody from Africa, but I'm using that to say what I got to say next. She said, "Oh, you just blocked me because I'm black and I'm from another country." Did she say that to me? Oh my God. She's been here, I think, for a couple of years, so she's not an immigrant or anything. At that point, I just really... I couldn't control myself at that point. I wasn't going to sit there and let someone call me a liar, call me a racist, call me all these names and just still sit there. So then the boss came in and the boss was like, "What's going on?" Then the boss sided with me. And then she sat there in the corner like a little rat, a little mice. To this day, I have not asked for an apology, forgiveness, or anything. I was told that I could go to the people and have her fired, but I did do that. I'm not trying to make people lose jobs and things of that nature. I'm just not trying to do that. But I had to stand up for myself. For a moment, I was very quiet. Again, I was very quiet. And then bang, out of nowhere, being called, saying I hate her because she's from another country, because she's from Africa, you know. And I just thought that was so stupid of her. And so I just let her have it, guys. I didn't curse, but I just gave her a piece of my mind because this lady always talking about church. She's always talking about Jesus. She's always talking about, I want everybody to go to church with me. She goes to a church. I think it's a holiness church. I told her, I said, if going to your church, if someone go to your church and they act like you do, they should never even look at your church because you don't have a spirit of a religious Christian woman. You're aggressive, you're angry, you're mad at the world for whatever reason. Every time you can't have your way, you get mad. You think everybody's against you because you're from Africa, or because you're from this place or that place. And nobody, I think the only problem I have with her is the fact that she has a very nasty attitude. Very aggressive. Very nasty attitude. All of the nurses feel that way. I could have had her fired if I wanted to. But I hope that she learned from the lesson. I think God let her pick on the wrong person so I can tell her about herself. And sometimes you have to do that. Even being a good person, as I am, a quiet person as I am, I tried for the longest to just say, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. But she would not take that for an answer. And then when I tell her that I blocked and deleted her, she couldn't understand that part. I do not tolerate people who gossip around me. I hate any form of negativity around me. I'm a quiet person. I stay to myself. But I am, again, not a doormat. And people find that out sometimes when they push the wrong button, when they pull the wrong string. They see that I'm nobody to play with. But anyways, I had to say that. I know some of you go through some things on your job and in your life, in your regular life as well. So, yeah. Today I stand very satisfied with the way I behave myself. And not just because the boss sided with me, but because I stood up for myself and said, thought to myself, I'm not going to let her do this. Do it with somebody else, but you're not going to do it with me. That's why I say don't bother a quiet person, guys. You never know what's lurking in their mind. But anyways, I'm not a racist. Why would I be? A racist? I don't like African people. I don't like black people. What? I'm not going to go any farther. I'm Regina Cern. Thanks for listening, guys. I went over 6 minutes and I'm super sorry. But I hope y'all are having a wonderful, wonderful night. This is nighttime and I'm taking it easy tonight. Relaxing. So take care. I love you all. Mwah. Contact me at SornRegina@gmail.com.